Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, the founder of Real Men Real Style. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to buy a pair of jeans that actually fit. So I'm going to be going over jeans, denim, the terminology that we use to understand how they are built. And let me just start off, guys, by saying that there is no substitute for going in and trying on a pair of jeans because there are so many factors out there. I think it's one of the hardest industries. I get people that contact me once every couple months and they're starting a denim company or starting a jean company, sometimes made to measure. And I think that's a very hard business. My hat's off to my friend Christopher out in Massachusetts. He has a company, Brown Deem, and they are doing just that. But this is a very hard business. And so, you know, for your to get what you really want, I know some of you guys are really particular. Hopefully by understanding these 5 points and these 5 terms, you, whenever you see this, you will be able to zero in on what you need and make sure that you don't waste your time. All right, so let me jump right into this. Notice I didn't even ask you to subscribe or like, or did I just ask you to do it? Okay, so the 5 things I'm going to talk about today, guys, are the waist, the inseam, the rise. Then we're going to talk about the build right here, the style in the hip, butt, and thigh area. And then we're going to talk about the build down here at the end of the leg. Okay, so let's first talk about the waist. One of the easiest things, we all think we know what we fit into. And in fact, I wear 32-32. Does that mean I have a 32-inch waist? Yes, no, waiting for your answer? No, the answer is actually no. That is vanity sizing. So the fact that they tell you you have a 32-inch waist really means that your waist is about 34 to 34.5 inches. And it depends on the brand. Some brands are going to give you a little bit of extra room. Some are going to give you a little bit less. They look at their target market and they build for that. And I don't know who started this vanity sizing and why, but it really throws a wrench in everything and it confuses people. And they really believe that they are a 32-inch waist when they're not, or even a, you know, those of you that are a bit bigger. Now, it also changes, like I said, with brands. So this is where if you are used to one brand, don't think a 32-32 in Levi's is going to fit the same as a 32-32 in Cooper or a 32-32 in Wrangler or Lee or any of those other brands out there. Especially when we get into small brands, you could see even more variation. All right, so that is the waist. That one's pretty easy. Let's talk about the rise. What is the rise? The rise is actually the distance from, so if I were to lay this out flat on a table, the rise is going to be from the bottom of the crotch area all the way to the top up here where the button's at. And so we normally think of high and low rise. Many of you have seen that and you didn't know exactly what it was, but yes, that is the rise. Now, low rise, you may not know. A lot of you younger guys out there wearing low rise jeans, that started in the women's department. And women really liked the whole low rise just because of the way their bodies were built. Then it transferred over to the young man department. And, you know, for whatever reason, some guys really like the look. I think too much of a low rise is not a great look for a man because it shortens his leg line and makes his torso look longer. Some guys like this. You know, I guess if you've got the whole six pack abs thing going for you and, you know, you could probably pull it off. But for most of us, low rise is not a good idea, especially if you are approaching 30, over 30. Yeah, let's stick away from low rise. What you want to go towards is more of the classic cuts or the higher rise. And the higher rise is actually a great cut for older men. So you see jean companies, and I've got a link or another article over at Real Men Real Style. I talk about jeans for the older man. And I do that with Casey Golden. She comes in and she's a jean consultant. This is really what she does. And she helps men find the jeans that really show off their backside the best. So believe it or not, she helps hundreds of men do that. And the jeans that she recommended, I think, were AG along with what else? What's the other one? Zegna actually has a very nice jean for the man in his 50s and his 60s. But that plays with the rise. So we've talked about the rise. We talked about the waist. Let's talk about the inseam. So that's if I hear 32-32 on jeans, that last number is the inseam. Now, what is the inseam? Okay, so this is the outseam. That is this right here, measuring from the top to that. The inseam is inside, basically from your crotch area to the bottom area. You can just, they've got a line right down here. This should be 32 inches, isn't always. And in fact, if it's a little bit longer, that's not that bad of a thing, guys, because you can have your jeans shortened. Take them to a tailor or a seamstress. They can easily shorten them. It's going to look better than it tearing at the back. So we've talked about the inseam. We've talked about the waist. We've talked about the rise. Now let's talk about the styles. And when they talk about the styles, you hear slim, regular, and relaxed. Now, many jeans companies, in fact, Levi's, I'll use them as an example. They've got the 505s, the 501s, the 559s, the 569s, all of that, what they're talking about in those numbers, they're affecting some other things, but really what they're talking about is the fit in the buttocks, in the hips, and in the thigh area. And this is one of the most important fits and something you need to get right, because each of us have certain fits we're used to. And so this one right here, these 501s, they are a straight leg button fly. So the button fly, you know, I'm not going to get into this, but you know, that's a cosmetic thing, doesn't really affect the fit too much, although some of you jean enthusiasts may disagree. But really what I'm concerned about is what type of fit. And we've got a straight leg. So the straight leg, the original fit. Is this original fit? Yeah, kind of losing myself there. Okay, so that's it. I expect on the 501s to be a regular fit. That's going to be for the regular guy. It should fit him. If you find you need something a little bit looser, then you want to go for more of the relaxed fit. And that's going to give you a little bit more room. If you've got, you know, well-built, like you're a rugby player or something like that, that you're going to want to go possibly for a more relaxed fit, because you're going to have muscular thighs and a muscular buttocks. Now let's talk, and we're moving on to the actual leg. So down the leg, what we see is tapered, straight, and boot cut. So when you hear those three things, what they're talking about is this hole right here. So on tapered, you're going to see that's going to be the smallest. And that's where you're going to see, you know, sometimes 12 inches. And that's, so measuring this point for this point, if I had 6 inches right here, double that, that's 12. To boot cut. Boot cuts, which you can see range up to 20 inches. So that's going to be almost double. Now, boot cuts, you want to be careful. You don't want to go with anything that looks like you're flaring and you're back in 1970. No. I like to go with straights, but if I am wearing a boot, I find, you know, try straights, see if that'll work with your boot. But if you are, you know, going to go for the boot cut, you want more of that flare out there, then, you know, just make sure it's not extreme. Most of the companies like Levi's, again, Cooper, Lee, Wrangler, they do a pretty good job of not going out there. But some of the smaller designers, the unknown guys out there, sometimes they can go a little bit crazy on that boot cut. Okay, guys, so the points we have talked about, we've talked about waist, inseam, we've talked about rise, we've talked about the style in and around the buttocks and the thigh area, and we've talked about the taper down the leg. So armed with that knowledge, you should be able to go out there and make a smart purchasing decision. But still, go into the stores and try them on. And if you bought a pair of Levi's 5 years ago, realize that Levi's now has probably changed their design just a bit. So my advice would be to go into a store, try things on, and maybe they don't have all the you know, designs and patterns or all the styles you're looking for, then go home and order online, and you will have a very good idea of the numbers which you need to play with, and then you can just get a whole bunch of these jeans at home, try them on, pick which ones you want, or go back to the store and purchase them, and I think you'll be a much happier man. Okay, well, I look forward to seeing you guys in the next video, and don't forget, if you want a course, if you want a huge ebook with audio course that you can go through and learn about men's style, I invite you to go check out my premium ebook. The link is down below, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Bye-bye.